Chapter 8. Holmes gives Sir Henry his orders. Sir Henry was very happy to see Sherlock Holmes when we arrived at Baskerville Hall. He told us that he had not gone to dinner at the Stapleton House because of his promise not to leave the hall. It was a sad moment for me when I told Mr. and Mrs. Barrymore that Selden was dead. Mrs. Barrymore cried bitterly when she heard about her brother. We ate together in the dining room. Holmes looked at the family pictures with great interest. He pointed at one picture and asked Sir Henry,
"Who is that?"
"That,"
replied Sir Henry,
"is Sir Hugo, the Baskerville who started all this trouble. He was the first Baskerville who saw the hound."
Holmes studied the picture for a few moments, but he made no more comments about Sir Hugo. Sir Henry went to his room after dinner, but Holmes and I remained in the dining room together. He went up to the picture of Sir Hugo and looked at it again.
"Who does this man look like?"
he asked me. "Stapleton," I cried in astonishment. "The faces are similar. I never thought of it before."
"There's no doubt that Stapleton is a Baskerville,"
Holmes said,
"and he's got Sir Hugo's wicked character as well. I think we're going to find out that Baskerville Hall goes to Mr. Stapleton if Sir Henry dies."
The next morning, Holmes told Sir Henry that we had to return to London immediately. Sir Henry did not want us to go, but he agreed in the end. Holmes gave Sir Henry some instructions. He told him to go to the dinner at the Stapleton House. He told him to go alone. And he told him to explain that we were in London.
"Finally,"
Holmes told him,
"I want you to drive to the Stapleton House. When you arrive, send the carriage back here to the hall. Tell the Stapletons that you're going to walk home over the moor."
"The moor?"
Sir Henry repeated doubtfully.
"But you always told me never to go near there, Mr. Holmes."
"You will be safe tomorrow night, I promise you,"
Holmes told him.
"Walk home, but take the path that goes between the Stapleton House and the Grimpen Road. You must not take another path. Is that clear?"
"Very well,"
agreed Sir Henry.
"I'll do as you say, Mr. Holmes."
Holmes and I then went to the railway station. There was a boy at the station.
"Have you got any orders, sir?"
he asked Sherlock Holmes.
"Go to London,"
Holmes instructed him.
"When you arrive, send Sir Henry a telegram from me. Ask him to send me a book I left behind at Baskerville Hall. Tell him to send it to Baker Street."
Now I understood part of Holmes's plan. He wanted Sir Henry to tell the Stapletons about his telegram. They would believe that we were both in London. Now we left the station and went to see Laura Lyons.
"Dr. Watson and I think that someone murdered Sir Charles,"
Holmes told Mrs. Lyons.
"The two suspects are Mr. and Mrs. Stapleton."
"Mrs. Stapleton?"
cried Mrs. Lyons in astonishment.
"There is no Mrs. Stapleton, Mr. Holmes. Mr. Stapleton hasn't got a wife."
"I have all the evidence here,"
Holmes announced quietly. He took some documents out of his pocket and showed them to Mrs. Lyons. She looked at them unhappily, and then she gave them back to Holmes. It was obvious that she believed my friend.
"I thought he loved me,"
she said sadly.
"He didn't tell me the truth. I thought he wanted to marry me. You can ask me anything you want, Mr. Holmes. I'll tell you the truth."
"Thank you, Mrs. Lyons,"
Holmes replied.
"This is what I think happened. Please tell me if I'm right. Mr. Stapleton asked you to write the letter to Sir Charles, asking to meet him. Then he persuaded you not to go to the meeting that evening. Is that right?"
"Yes,"
Mrs. Lyons said.
"Stapleton told me not to meet Sir Charles. He said he would find the money for my divorce himself because he loved me. Then I heard that Sir Charles was dead. Stapleton told me to keep silent. He said that he did not want me to be a suspect. He made me feel frightened.
Did you think he had secrets?
Holmes asked her.
Yes, I did,
Mrs. Lyons replied.
I will not keep his secrets from you now, Mr. Holmes. I'll tell you everything.
You're a danger to Stapleton,
Holmes told her.
You're lucky to be alive, but you're safe now, I think. We'll talk again.